Something I've been dying to say. You've been waiting for my return. The truth, I never went away.
I don't care if you believe me at all. I know who I saw, and it was God.
I said, hold on just a minute. How do I know it's really you? She gave me a simple answer. She said,
you don't. Unless you do.
Wait a minute. I don't quite understand all this. Tell me, what do you want with me? You see, I'm not a religious type of person. He said, you don't have to be. I don't know if I'm the right person to talk to. You know a few of my puzzle pieces are missing. And she said,
I speak to everyone, but not everyone chooses to listen.
Well then, tell me how to treat my enemies. I mean, the people I despise. He said,
the answer will be clear when you see me in their eyes.
I don't care if you believe me at all. I know who I saw, and it was God. I saw God the other day.
She looked like you, he looked like me.
I saw God the other day.
You look like you, you look like...
One is you. Now that you've told me all this, can you tell me what am I supposed to do? And she said,
you may think it's up to me, but it's really up to you.
Well, now my eyes are opened, and I can clearly see that all the things I paid for in life, I could have gotten for free. Now I'm going to share with you her parting words that day, and you might want to think this through. She said,
if I only had one son, then tell me,
who are you?
Who are you?
He looked like me.
Thank you. hard to find what's hidden there between so many lies. As the shadows roll across my face and light appears and shows another side now. Things I should know, no one told me. Now I must go, and I'm begging you.
For me, I say a prayer for you.
Don't know
where I'll end up.
As I
empty out my cup,
so please
say a prayer for me.
Say a prayer for me,
and I'll say a prayer for you.
Now I lay myself down to sleep. I pray my Lord will send someone to greet me. The light appears, it seems so clear to things I couldn't understand before. Now I'm looking over all my years, I see now who the angel was beside me. If I hurt you, please forgive me. I still need you, and I'm begging you tonight.
Say a prayer for me.
Don't
for you.
Don't know
where I'll end up.
As I
empty out my cup,
so please
say a prayer for me.
Say a prayer for me,
and I'll say a prayer for you.
Our Father, God, what the war God, and grace.
Hallowed be thy name.
Sometimes something to know that you care at all. Searching so long and hard to find a little bit of peace of mind. On my knees, asking please, will you say a prayer for me? Asking you shall receive. It's hard to live in times like these. Fulfilling prophecies overseas, they live in a tragedy. It's hard to know what to do. Say a prayer for me, I'll pray my prayer for you.
Thank you. see the setting sun, I will my voice, and I'll say thank you, Lord. Your name I give a praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for one more. One more day. One more day. Underneath sky, just before I close my eyes, I will lift my voice and I'll say thank you.
WFDU 89.1 FM. It's Gospel Jazz Asians, 133 in the AM. My name is Tony Smith. Thank you so much for joining me for another edition of Gospel Jazz Asians, where we give you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and yeah, you know how we do. A little bit of everything else in between. Number here in the studios is area code 201-692-2012. That's area code 201-692-2012. And yes, we are streaming live over the internet all over the world at WFDU.FM. That was music coming to you from Barbara King from her latest project entitled Perfect Timing. That was the song entitled One More Day. You can log on to her website, simply barbaraking.com. Check her out. Check her out for sure. And before that, Victor Wooten. We had a double play from bassist Victor Wooten. Song entitled Prayer, featuring Sandra Williams on vocals. Wanted to give her a shout out. And before that, we kicked that off the set with I Saw God from Victor's latest CD. Speaking of Victor Wooten, he'll be here in town. He's actually in town right now. Tonight, Wednesday night, 8 p.m. He's appearing at B.B. King's Blues Club on 42nd Street in Times Square. I'll be in the house representing Gospel Jazz Asians, and I'm looking forward to seeing Victor. This will be his first time actually performing in B.B. King's, as he was on Gospel Jazz Asians a few weeks ago. And I want to give a shout out to his manager, Danette Albetta, and also to Sandra Williams, who will be in the house as well. I'm telling you, all the musicians will be in the house. Shout out to Jay Ross, my road dog down there in the Louis. What's up, James? Always good to hear from you, man. That is the king of YouTube. Go to Jay Ross's site. Brother must have about 1,000 videos already uploaded. I want to give him a shout out, man. Always good to hear from you. All right. As I said before, 201-692-2012. And yes, we're streaming live at WFDU.FM. Have a bunch of emails already that have come through on this morning. Appreciate that so much. Coming up tomorrow here at WFDU, starting at 1:15 a.m., Stacey Wendell from Gospel Revelations on Mondays from midnight till 6 will be filling in for Sharon Addison for Spotlight on Gospel. So check that out coming up on tomorrow, 1:15 a.m. until 6. Shout out to the Centennial AME Church family, Reverend Dorothy Patterson. It was good to see you on Saturday morning. Thank you so much for having me for your 113th year anniversary up there in Spark Hill, New York. And I supplied all the music for them on that afternoon. That was a long day, man, but it was all good. And it was also good to see keynote speaker Anthony Johnson from Channel 7 News. All the best to you and your endeavors, Brother Johnson. Pleasure meeting you for the first time. And all the dignitaries and the mayor from Spark Hill, New York, and also from Clostar, New Jersey, as well. And later that evening, I headed on down to Flushing, Queens, to Ebenezer Baptist Church. Fred Pyatt put on his fantastic gospel concert once again, and he had it stacked with some incredible, incredible artists. And I want to thank him for having Tone Tone and the crew down there. Pastor Robert Wilson did his thing, and it was good to see the whole church family, my church family, Macedonia AME Church in Flushing, Queens. Man, y'all represented. It's good to see y'all once again. All right, so God bless y'all. I will give a shout out to Sharon Davis. Sharon Davis is listening to Gospel Jazz Asians on this morning. Thank you, Sister Davis, formerly from CD 101. Girl, when you coming back to the airwaves, man, I know you're doing your thing. I wanted to give you a shout out. And thanks to Dolores, that's Dee Dee, from DoUpRadioForYou.com. Thank y'all so much for that. I appreciate that. And hopefully I get a chance to see you in person sometime, Sharon. Okay, so hopefully you can continue listening to this program each and every Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, 1:15 a.m. until the 6 o'clock hour Eastern Time. All right, so shout out to you. And then coming up then on this Sunday, I'm going to be heading out to the Good Shepherd Church in Willingboro, New Jersey, celebrating Reverend Leroy Scott's pastoral anniversary. So I'm looking forward to that. And while I'm down there, I'm trying to hook up with one of our former listeners. She doesn't get a chance to listen to us anymore since she's moved down there to Willingboro now, and that's Sister Gwen Curry. So I'm gonna head on down there and get some vittles. Gwen, you better have that stew ready for me, okay? All right, my name is Tony Smith. Log on to tonysmith.com for more information, or send me an email at tony@tonysmith.com. Love to hear from you. Shout out to Bernard Bell. Nard, what's going on, partner? Jonathan Slocum, he was in our neck of the woods on last week. Fantastic comedian. That boy is hilarious. Love Noah Walcott. See, you got your ears on. And Michael Griddell, always good to hear from you. Rick, Richard Rossi, man, what's going on with you? Hopefully everything is well with you and the family as well. Sister Charlene, Sean Pennington from Flipside Entertainment. Sorry I couldn't make it out to the open mic in Brooklyn on Thursday, but I understand everything went well. Y'all had a good time. And also, shout out to Jesse Fisher from the group Soul Cycle. Headed down to the city on Friday night to the Groove right there on West 3rd Street. Kenneth Whalum III was in the house. He was one of the special guest musicians, and I took a bunch of videos. So if y'all on my Facebook page and you have me as a friend, you can see a video that I uploaded up there. And it's a song from his upcoming project, The Life of Ken. And Kenneth Whalum is off his fresh tour with Maxwell, and he's also finished an album with him as well, and that probably will be out later this year, maybe in the fall or winter and early spring of 2010. So just look out for that. So it was good seeing Kenneth and hanging out with him for a little bit. And as I said before, I got that video posted up on my Facebook page. All right, let's get some music going for you. We have Mandrill. Y'all remember Mandrill? Well, we have none other than Brother Lou and Rick calling in about 5 minutes or so. I want to give them a shout out. Y'all can check out their website. That's Mandrill Is. That's mandrillis.com for more information. They're going to be up here in our neck of the woods on this Sunday screening of a new DVD that they have out. Mandrill Live at Montreal 2002 at the Teachers College or Columbia University right here in New York City. All right. So we'll be right back with them in just a few minutes. In the meantime, here's music coming to you from Angela Christie from the ATL, from her latest CD, The Breath of Life. Here's the song entitled Because of Who You Are, right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1. Yeah. FM. WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Nation's 146 in the morning. Appreciate y'all tuning in. That was Angela Christie, Because of Who You Are, from the CD, The Breath of Life. Log on to angelachristie.com for more information. Man, y'all lighting up my phones already on this morning. I don't know where JP and Don Corey are. I guess they're on their way. But I got my hands full on this morning. Got you covered. Shout out to Sister Nicole calling in from Mount Vernon. She has her ears on, checking in with Tone. And also, Sister Marcia Moody. It's Brother Moody's sister calling in. She's checking in as well. She's a little under the weather. Hope you're feeling better, Marcia. You hang in there, all right? And I'll try to get that music going for you in just a second. Have my interview also on hold. As Brother Rick, Dr. Rick, that is, Dr. Rick Wilson and Brother Lou Wilson, they're holding on as well. I'm going to get them on in just a second. But before that, let me put on one of our dedicated listeners, Sister Winnie Stewart in the house. And she has a couple of guests in the house with her as well. What's going on, Winnie?
How are you? I'm doing very well.
Good.
And just always looking forward to whatever you have on Gospel Jazzations. It's going to be certainly a blessing and inspiration. And what I love to hear this time of morning. But I have on with me Sister Ruby Annette Evans.
Hey, y'all.
And she has an announcement.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And an invitation for everyone who is listening.
Mm-hmm.
And here she is with it now.
Hey, Brother Tony, how you do?
Doing good. How
you
doing?
Well, I'm doing great.
Good.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
That's right.
At this hour of the morning.
I'm telling you.
But the lovely thing is, I'm planning a concert on April the 17th, Friday evening, April the 17th, 7:30 at the Emmanuel Church of Christ. I called this wonderful group of singers the concert, and the concept is called Just Soprano.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just speak up just a little bit, girls. Hard to hear you.
It's called Just Soprano.
Okay.
A group of some fabulous singers. We have Lorraine Stansel, Charlene Nelson, Mother Helen Williams, Mother Mary Andrews, Tina Marshall, Sherry McGee. We're adding to this particular program none other than Marcia Sapp, together with me, you know, Annette Evans. So we're going to be singing some of your favorites, some fabulous gospel music, singing
nice.
Together, singing individually at this great concert. So those who can, who are here in town, come on, stop by. It's a free, no admission, you know, free admission. Come on in. Everybody can come.
Everybody.
Bring your donation.
Right,
bring
you.
More than $5.
You know how we do.
You have to get that
yes.
in. Yeah.
Yes,
please
yes.
bring a liberal offering.
Okay.
And we're happy to have, you know, James Ferry as our musical director for this segment
okay.
of music. You know, that's my dear brother. I love him dearly. And we have some fabulous background singers. Don Corby Washington, one of our background singers.
Okay.
Andre is coming in. Art and also Pierre Cook. So we have four fabulous male singers that will just send you all the way there.
Okay.
Now, Tony, I know you're not going to be with us, but please keep us in your prayers. And for the saints that, you know, who absolutely understand the necessity of praying,
yes.
keep us in prayer. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time with the Lord. And I'm expecting great things. So, you know, it's a new series that I'm doing for 2009.
Okay.
I'm all available, you know.
Yes.
So it's just good. So come on out. It's 7:30. It's at the Emmanuel Church of Christ right here in Newark. And it's called Just Soprano.
Okay. And that's April 17th?
April the 17th.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We'll look out for you.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to you guys for a minute.
All right.
Where's your help, baby? They on their way.
I don't know. I haven't heard from them yet. But I have two guests that are getting ready to come on in just a second.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to put them on. Yeah. We're going to see what's going on with them. You remember Mandrill from back in the day?
No, that was before my time, though.
Oh, come on, girl.
No, you know,
see?
What's wrong with you, darling? Yeah, I just turned 22, you know. Right? Come on, don't work with a sister.
Listen, you've seen our pictures on Facebook. How old do we look?
Well, Well, let me tell you, Winnie, you're looking mighty fabulous, fabulicious on those photos, man.
Well, thank you. Thank
wow.
you. I've received that. Thank
Hello.
You. And it is what it is.
And Ruby and Ed Evans, she does what? Well, you don't have to tell me. I know I look good. I got my little grandchildren on my Facebook.
Wow.
So.
Check y'all out.
You have to have the young people with you, darling.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, listen, you've waited so patiently,
okay.
and your guests are waiting
yes,
for their
are.
Interview, and I'm waiting to hear it as
I
well.
Am.
Okay.
So I will be listening. Okay, God bless
Thank
you for
Winnie.
The rest
bless
of the morning. And whenever you feel, send me an angel.
You
Thank
got
you.
It. Thank
okay.
you, Ruby and Annette. Indeed. Thank y'all so much.
You're
Appreciate
more than welcome.
It.
God bless.
God bless y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. All right. It's all good. 1:53 in the AM. This is Gospel Jazzation's WFDU 89.1 FM. Streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Shout out to Michael Gridell saying he's enjoying the program. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. He is also from Doo-Wop Radio for You on Wednesdays. Wednesday night. And I'm struggling to stay awake, man, because you know I'm doing this show all night. Trying to keep my eyes open. Have my whole day ahead of me as well. All right, Mike. And actually, I'm going to be over at B.B. King's Wednesday night, so I'm going to actually miss your show. Sorry about that, man. I'm checking out Victor Wooten. So I'm going to have to catch you next time around. All right, email address is tony@tonysmith.com. If y'all saw me, I'm like an octopus right now, working 3 or 4 video screens, email, Facebook, Gospel Jazzations TV, and a few other things that I'm working on behind the scenes as well, but it's all good. 201-692-2012 is the number. We're here till 6 a.m., and we're here each and every Wednesday morning, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, 1:15 a.m. until 6. Michael, you welcome, my friend. Be safe out there. Have a great day. That is Michael Gridell, Skyliner Mike, that's what he calls himself, on DoopRadioForYou.com on Wednesday evenings. Check him out, DoopRadioForYou.com is the website, and Lodi Dolores as well is also on Doo-Wop Radio for You on Friday nights. Check him out. 201-692-2012. 1:54 in the morning. Let's get on the air. This is Brother Lou and Dr. Rick Wilson. These are the founding members of the group Mandrill. Log on to the website mandrillis.com. MandrillIS.com is the name. So y'all need to check them out. So what's going on, partners? What's going on?
Hey, Brother Tay, Brother Tony Smith. How you doing, brother?
Doing good, y'all.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. I want to thank Sandra Trim DaCosta for hooking this up, putting y'all on here. Appreciate that. That's a hard-working woman right there, man.
Dynamo.
Hardest-working woman in show business.
What? What you saying? Well, I see you're going to be in our neck of the woods here in New York on Sunday. It's the screening of the DVD Mandrill Live at Montreux 2002.
Right.
All right, man. So what? Tell us about it.
Well, you know, it's going to be held, talking about the where of it all, it's going to be held at Teachers College, Columbia University,
right.
located at 525 West 120th Street in New York City.
Yeah, Tony, it's part of the, this is Rick here, Doc Rick Wilson,
mm-hmm.
part of the African Diaspora Film Festival, and it'll be featuring a lot of very, very, very beautiful African diaspora film
mm-hmm.
That will be quite, it'll share a lot of great information as far as our history. And our particular film will be on the 29th. It'll be on the 29th at...
Yes, it's going to be on the 29th. Showing the Live at Montreux film that we did in... it was in Switzerland, wasn't it? Right?
That's correct.
Yeah,
the Montreux Jazz Festival.
Right,
nice.
Right.
It'll be shown
at 6:30. 6:30 p.m.,
okay.
yes.
Okay.
And it's going to be in living color.
Live and living color. That's what I'm talking about.
Everybody come out, you know, take a gander at that, you know.
Yeah.
We got some tunes on there. And, you know, this DVD was was well done. I mean, it's 90 minutes
uh-huh.
of quite a few of our songs.
Okay.
And, you know, as you know, we've been sampled by, you know, Kanye West, Brandy, Black Eyed Peas, or Wyclef John, and, you know, quite a few people.
Right.
So get the youth out there to check out that, you know, and all the old folks.
Let them know what's going on. Oh. Let them know how it originally was done, all right? So this is just didn't pop up. This music just didn't pop up. Come on, man. I'm trying to let the listeners know.
What do you mean, how it was recorded?
Yeah, well, no, I'm just letting the listeners know, you know, Kanye West is sampling your music. I'm just letting the people know this music has always been around since the beginning, y'all, of the originals.
Uh-oh.
Hey, we got to let them know, man. Got to educate the peoples.
Yeah, well, this goes way back. You know, of course, let me school the brothers and sisters, everybody listening.
All right, go ahead. I'm going to give you 2 minutes, because people, I don't want you to get cut off at the top of the hour, and I'll bring you back, all right?
All right, then.
Go ahead, 2 minutes, boy.
All right, well, look, you know, the Bloods, the Wilson Bloods, the brothers, were raised in Brooklyn, man, and all those folks out there in the Apple... Brooklyn, what's up?
Yeah, Brooklyn is listening.
So we formed a group. Rick, myself, and Carlos went around looking for folks and put this group together, Seven Bad Cats, you know, and rehearsed it at Mama's Beauty Parlor. Shout out to Mom, Doris's Beauty Parlor in Brooklyn on Marcy Avenue. That's where Boris High is, down the street. Notion that we used to walk to school, you know, so on and so forth. Holes in the shoes sometimes. So anyway, long story longer, the group was formed. Bo Ray Fleming came by with Mitch Green. That's his main man. They heard of this group rehearsing.
Right.
In Bed-Stuy, man, and came by, checked out the group, hooked up a contract with us with Polydor, first record company we were, in fact, with. And from then on, it was history. And, you know, we were born in Panama.
Okay.
And we got the, you know, the Carib thing. You know, everything comes from Africa, from Jump Street, you
right,
heard?
Right.
So maintain the Calypso thing, pre-reggae, you heard? And
yeah.
I'm here, the Brooklyn folks will understand what that feeling like. So you find a lot of that influence in our music.
Yeah.
And, of course, then we speak we always were in fact, conscious of the human situation.
Yeah.
So our lyrical content from Jump was about peace and love.
Okay, 15 seconds, come on.
Yeah, taking care of the other human being. It was about feeling the creator's touch, you see?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about taking care of your fellow human being. No war, human beings. There's a song called Peace and Love, and it goes like, ever since this world of ours began, man's been killing off.
All right. Well, hold that thought, my man, because you're going to get cut off. I'll be right back with you, all right?
Okay, then.
Hold on. It's Gospel Jazzation, WFTU 89.1 FM.